Alex Grassroots Sportswoman of the Year. How good does that sound?
Oh, wow. It hasn't really sunk in yet. When they announced it last night, I honestly thought it was going to be one of the other contenders, because all the other candidates in my category were just the phenomenal work that they do was, yeah, it was just out of this world. So to be the winner out of those four was incredible.
You'll be pleased to know that the earliest I've ever done an interview for the podcast for is your interview, and it's even earlier than Jeeva Mentors, so you're in good company there as well.
Oh, yes. Well, it was amazing to actually meet Jeeva last night. And yeah, the netball girls, they definitely brightened up the room, and the height as well. I think everyone knew exactly what sport they did. So, yeah, it's amazing to meet them.
Important place to start then, before we look at the award night itself. What did you have to eat? What was the menu like?
So we had canapés on arrival, which is amazing. And then we sat down, and then they had lots of desserts on the table. So lots of nibbly bits, but I couldn't eat very much beforehand because I was so nervous. So actually I enjoyed the desserts more than anything.
Were you sat with the others in the grassroots category?
No, so we were sat, everyone was mixed up. So I was sat next to Holly Arnold, who's in the disability sports category. And also on my table was Kate Richardson-Walsh, who I look up to so much in the hockey world. And afterwards, she actually told me that I need to pick a hockey stick up again. So if she says I have to do it, I think I'd better do that.
As for the national team, they won their award. We've seen pictures online, but what did Tracy have to say for herself?
It was great to see the first award go as the England Netballers Team of the Year, because they all went on stage, and the biggest message, I think, from Tracy and the team was about the participation of netball and how it's increased hugely since they won that gold, and what they're doing to give back. Jo Harton said that all those people participating, they were once those girls, so I think they've got exactly the right message, and it's exactly what we're trying to convey with Mintridge as well.
I suppose even then you didn't really have a indication that might be the way for you a bit later on in the night?
No, I honestly, and I think if there are any photos or video footage of it, I think you'll see the shock on my face. So no, I honestly didn't think I would win.
I think you've escaped there so far. I've seen there a couple of pictures, so you're all right on that one.
Yeah, definitely took advantage of the photo game last night, being in amongst lots of prestigious companies. So I made sure I met Dina Astor-Smith. I didn't quite meet Jessica Ennis Hill, but next time.
Did people come up to you afterwards as well? What was that like, wanting to meet you and find out more about Mintridge?
Yeah, exactly. It was great that so many people came up and congratulated me, and they had such a vested interest in what I'm doing. A lady that works for the Sunday Times came up and said what I'm doing is so important for her young son, having relatable role models for them, which is brilliant. Jenny Price, who got the Lifetime Achievement Award for creating the This Girl Can campaign, congratulated me. So I had a photo with her. I think what she's done and achieved through This Girl Can is just huge. So, yeah, it was weird for the likes of Helen Halsey, as I was going to the loo, to congratulate me, and I was actually, no, I'm the one that should be congratulating you for having me in tears at 4 a.m. in the morning back in April.
Did you remember to thank everybody that got you so far?
Yeah, so I had an interview on stage, and that was the first thing I said. I think they asked me how hard I work, but I think everybody works hard, but I couldn't get to where I am without the support network, and that's vital across the whole of the sports industry and anything that you do, really. So yeah, I owe a lot to my family, and I made sure that I thanked them and my wonderful ambassadors as well.
Just wondered if the night itself, did it manage to attract a bit more awareness at least, and have you managed to sign up a few new faces?
Yeah, exactly. It's created huge awareness, and I think now the next couple of weeks or so we'll just be maximising on that and moving forward for Mintridge. Yeah, it's great to see it on such a big stage and big platform for us.
It's really nice to see. It's the start of things to come, and more information at the moment we can just find you on Twitter, really, Mintridge FDN.
Yes, that's it, yeah. And then we'll be putting out more information about the awards and how to get in touch with us on our website in the next couple of days as well.